Hi, I'm Zach Siegel, and I'll be your host today for the fourth podcast in my series entitled Everything You Need to Know About the NFL. We switched our plans, and the debate with my other two friends will either be next episode or the episode after, but today we have a special guest. My sister Emily will be joining us. This episode will be on the second and third round picks from the NFL draft, and be on the lookout for my next podcast talking about rounds 4 to 7 in the NFL draft, or my debate with my other two friends that will come out very soon. Also, Emily and I will be analyzing the first few picks, but then, after that, stating and analyzing only the picks that we have a very significant opinion on. Now, just like the last episode where I filmed with Charlie C, I'd like to announce the players drafted before I analyze them. So without further ado, here they are. Cincinnati took T. Higgins. Indianapolis took Michael Pittman Jr. Detroit took DeAndre Swift. The Giants took Xavier McKinney. New England took Kyle Duggar. Carolina took Yeter Gross-Mattis. Miami took Robert Hunt, Houston took Ross Blacklock, Indianapolis took Jonathan Taylor, Jacksonville took Laviska Shenault, Chicago took Cole Kmet, Cleveland took Grant Delpit, Tampa Bay took Antoine Winfield Jr., Denver took KJ Hamler, Atlanta took Marlon Davidson, Seattle took Daryl Taylor, Pittsburgh took Chase Claypool, Chicago took Jalen Johnson, Dallas took Trevon Diggs, the Rams took Cam Akers, Philadelphia took Jalen Hurts, Buffalo took A.J. Epineza, Baltimore took J.K. Dobbins, Miami took Raekwon Davis, the Rams took Van Jefferson, Minnesota took Ezra Cleveland, the Jets took Denzel Mims, New England took Josh Uche, Tennessee took Christian Fulton, Green Bay took A.J. Dillon, Kansas City took Willie Gay Jr., Carolina took Jeremy Chinn, then in the third round, Cincinnati took Logan Wilson, Washington took Antonio Gibson, Detroit took Julian Okwara, the Jets took Ashton Davis, Seattle took Damian Lewis, Miami took Brandon Jones, Baltimore took Justin Madubuike, Arizona took Josh Jones, Jacksonville took Devon Hamilton, New Orleans took Zach Bond, Detroit took Jonah Jackson, Tampa Bay took Keyshawn Vaughn, Denver took Michael Ojemudia, Atlanta took Matt Hennessy, the Jets took Jabari Zuniga, and then Las Vegas had two picks in a row where they took Lynn Bowden Jr. and Brian Edwards. Dallas took Neville Gallimore. Denver took Lloyd Cushenberry III. The Rams took Terrell Lewis. Indianapolis took Julian Blackman. Buffalo took Zach Moss. New England took Anfernee Jennings. Cleveland took Jordan Elliott. Minnesota took Cameron Dantzler. Houston took Jonathan Greener. New England took Devin Asiasi. The Ravens took Devin Duvernay. Tennessee took Darrington Evans. Green Bay took Josiah DeGuara. Denver took McTelvin Agim. Kansas City took Lucas Niang. Cleveland took Jacob Phillips. Baltimore took Malik Harrison. The Giants took Matt Pert. Las Vegas took Tanner Muse. New England took Dalton Keene. Pittsburgh took Alec Highsmith. Philadelphia took Davion Taylor. The Rams took Terrell Burgess. New Orleans took Minnesota took Adam Troutman. And Baltimore took Tyre Phillips, the offensive tackle from Mississippi State. So, after all that talking, with the first pick in the second round of the NFL draft, the Bengals took T. Higgins. So now for the analysis. The Bengals took T. Higgins, who's a wide receiver from Clemson. I'm a huge fan of this pick, and T. Higgins was easily the best wide receiver left, except maybe Laviska Shenault. If you think about the Bengals' offense, now they have Joe Burrow, who they took with the first pick this year and is definitely a promising quarterback. Though Joe Mixon, who's had two consecutive Pro Bowl appearances, CJ Uzoma, tight end, and at wide receiver, they'll have AJ Green, who's one of the best wide receivers in the league when he isn't hurt, John Ross, who ran the fastest 40 time ever, and T. Higgins, who is one of the best playmakers in the draft. However, what makes him special is his hands. He had one of the best hands in the draft. If the ball was in his reach, it was caught. Next, the Colts took Michael Pittman Jr. from USC, and he's another special receiver in this class. He may not be the fastest wide receiver in college, but he is one of the strongest, and he has a lot of potential. What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, I agree with you. He has a lot of potential. And coming out of USC with a young, talented quarterback, JT Daniels, who, by the way, has entered the transfer portal and is leaning towards Georgia, who knows what he could do with a maybe future Hall of Fame in Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the next player who I have a very significant opinion on is Xavier McKinney. I think he was the best safety in the draft, and this draft was loaded with safeties. The top four, in my opinion, were Xavier McKinney, Grant Delpit, Antoine Winfield, and Kyle Duggar. Xavier McKinney is an elite zone safety. He also has the tackling ability to disrupt catches at a high level. He's decently fast after running a 4.63 40-yard dash at the combine, and he bench-pressed 19 reps of 225 pounds, which is impressive. And then, lastly, his anticipation is top shelf. And he's just an overall smart player and safety. What do you think of him, Emily?
Yeah, so along with what you said, if you just watch him run, he's just fluid and he accelerates very well and he guards the deep routes perfectly. Also, he plays with an attitude. He has a ton of grit. He's a gritty player. What makes him stand out to me, however, is his versatility. You can ask him to play anywhere.
Agreed. What player do you have a strong opinion on?
I think that Yetur Gross-Mattis was an incredible pick for the Panthers. He went to Penn State, and he is big and strong, and he is a very good hand fighter on the line. The one problem I have with him is that he is most effective in strong moves, and to get past these skilled offensive linemen in the NFL, you have to have a combination of speed, finesse, and power moves. He needs to work on this.
Who would you compare him to in the NFL?
Well, I'd compare him to a less skilled Calais Campbell coming out of college. He's strong, but Calais Campbell seems to have figured it out, so he could too.
You know, Emily, I have to disagree with you there. I think his NFL comparison would definitely be Carlos Dunlap. They both have exceptional strength, and like Calais Campbell, he turned out well, too, on the Bengals. So, my turn. I would have to choose Laviska Shenault, coming out of Colorado. Jaguars took him with the 42nd pick, and like Brandon Ayuk, he's an incredibly explosive wide receiver. I really like his body type and strength. He's not only fast, but also strong. He's 6'1", also. The other things that make him stand out for me is his yards after the catch and his versatility. I think that he was the most versatile wide receiver in the draft. He can play the slot or outside, and he does both of them very well. Also, his hands are very good, and he doesn't rely on pads to catch the ball. Last, I think he could polish his route running. He's nowhere close to Jerry Jeudy in this aspect, and Jerry Jeudy was definitely the best wide receiver in the draft for route running.
Agreed. With my pick, I choose A.J. Epenesa, who got drafted 54th by the Buffalo Bills out of Iowa. Before the Bills had traded away their first-round pick for Stephon Diggs, my brother and I saw a bunch of mock drafts of the Bills taking Epenesa, taking him in the first round, including my own brother's mock draft. I think they got very lucky that Epenesa was still there when they had their first pick. A.J. Epenesa is known for his power, and he is a terrifying bull rusher off the edge. He had 24 reps for the bench press, which was a solid result for him. I've seen many scouts say that his worst trait was lateral mobility, even Dan Marino, and I agree. He needs to become more flexible in the first place.
Yeah, I agree. That was a great pick for the Bills. He fits their defense perfectly. Their secondary barely needs any work. And after this pick, their rushing attack or defensive line also won't need any work either. With my next pick, I choose J.K. Dobbins, who got drafted by the Ravens with the 55th pick. Like C.D. Lamb and the Cowboys, the Ravens weren't going to draft a running back, as they have three quality backs, Mark Ingram, Justice Hill, and Gus Edwards. But as Eric DaCosta phrases it, he just fell right into our laps. J.K. Dobbins is very balanced on all of his runs, and in my opinion, he was one of the best running backs in the draft for runs up the gut. His receiving skills were also rivaled by very few. The one thing he needs work on is his pass blocking. He could improve, as he's on the smaller side for running backs. However, I know this won't be a big problem in Baltimore, because they pass the ball once every 1,000 snaps. And I don't need to criticize anyone. I think Eric DaCosta has been doing a great job along with John Harbaugh. I'm a Ravens fan, and their offense is fun to watch. But if you knew a lot about football, you know that they don't throw the ball very much. He actually reminds me a lot of Josh Jacobs, who had a tremendous first year in the NFL. Your turn, Emily.
Yeah, so for the first time in this podcast, I'll talk about a pick that I didn't like so much. This pick would be the Packers taking A.J. Dillon, who was the best running back left. But the Packers already had a workhorse at running back, Aaron Jones, and they had already neglected to take a receiver in the first round after they stabbed Aaron Rodgers in the back by taking Jordan Love. Let me be clear. We all know that Devontae Adams is their number one receiver, as he is a top five receiver in the NFL. But then, who would they have after that? Geronimo Allison? Marquez Valdez-Scantling? Exactly. They could have taken the playmaking wide receiver out of Arizona State, Brandon Ayuk. But instead, they took Jordan Love in the first round. This pick may have been fine if they needed a running back, but not a receiver. But it was vice versa. So in my opinion, this was one of the worst picks in the second round.
Wow, Emily. For my turn, I select Josh Jones, the offensive tackle from Houston, who went to the Panthers in the third round. And I had seen many mock drafts projecting him to go between picks 10 and 11 with the Browns and the Jets. But instead, Jedrick Wills and Mekhi Becton went. Then, I thought eventually he would go in the second round, but he dropped all the way to the near beginning of the third round. So just because I wanted to be the next Mel Kiper Jr., just kidding, I made a big board on the night before the draft. Josh Jones was my fifth best offensive lineman after Jedrick Wills, Mekhi Becton, Tristan Wirfs, and Andrew Thomas. He fits perfectly into this Arizona offense that recently acquired DeAndre Hopkins. And if the Cardinals protect Kyler Murray, they could see a playoff berth this year. So don't mark my words on that, though. He is the perfect fit for this offense. Emily, your turn.
Okay, so I choose Justin Matabike, the defensive lineman from Texas A&M, who got drafted by the Ravens in the pick before Josh Jones. So I think that Justin Matabike will fit the Ravens' defense line that was bolstered by Calais Campbell and Derek Wolfe this offseason perfectly. He displays a violent finish on all of his tackles, and even in the NFL, this could cause many forced fumbles. He reminds me a little bit of Geno Atkins, and I think he will turn into an elite player in a couple of years.
Okay, Emily. My pick is Devin Duvernay, which is another great pick by the Baltimore Ravens, and John Harbaugh seemed fired up at the draft, too. Devin Duvernay features great hands and terrific speed, and he could end up being the wide receiver, too, for the Ravens. And he could take the slot job from Willie Snead this year. His potential is great, and the sky's the limit for Devin. However, many people, including me, think that his worst trait is his agility. If he wants to succeed in the NFL, he'd have to work on that. All in all, however, he's a great pick. Lastly, he reminds me a lot of Golden Tate on the Giants. So, we only have time for one more pick, and it seems like it's your turn, Emily.
So, I choose Adam Troutman, the tight end from Dayton, who got drafted with a compository pick by the Saints. He was picked 105th overall, and I think he will fit right with this talented Saints offense, led by Drew Brees, who only has 2 years left on what will most likely be his last contract in the NFL. However, he definitely is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Adam Troutman has great hands, and he's very athletic. That is what I like most about him. His only weakness, in my opinion, is that he won't have a huge size advantage as he did in college. The linebackers and cornerbacks that will be covering him might just be as big as he is, and he will have to rely on his athletic ability entirely, and that will only take him so far. That being said, he reminds me of Mark Andrews on the Ravens, and he has a productive career in Baltimore so far. So that might be a good sign.
On that note, we'll end the podcast here. Looking ahead, you can expect a debate with my two friends, an NFL draft report for rounds 4 through 7, and my season predictions with my cousin Carter. Thanks so much, Emily.
Thanks for having me, Zachary.
Make sure to like this podcast, and if you haven't listened to my first 3 podcasts, make sure to do that. Thanks again, Emily.
Sure.